97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right. Have you heard of AlphaGal?
Oddly enough, I have, because I know somebody who has it. I've just had this conversation with her recently, in fact.
I had not heard of this until maybe a few months ago. And then when I started Googling it, I realized that this is a lot more common than we think. The cases for AlphaGal across the United States are rapidly on the rise. And there's someone who knows a lot about that. And that is our next guest, Heather Mincer. She and her son, they both have AlphaGal. And that actually inspired her to start her company, Yes Honey. Heather, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
So for people who have never heard of AlphaGal, tell us what it is.
So AlphaGal is a tick-borne allergy that if you're bit by a Lone Star tick, you could develop an allergy to mammalian meats and byproducts.
So in other words, you when you first got this, after moving to Missouri, in fact, we should point out, relocating
yes.
here, right, from up on the East Coast somewhere.
Upstate New York.
You thought you had Lyme disease. How did you determine what it was?
I did. I had no idea about AlphaGal, and I was very aware of Lyme disease. Excuse me. And after I knew I had been bit by ticks, and I started having symptoms consistent with Lyme disease. And so one of the ways to combat that in a natural way, combat the symptoms, is eating a carnivore diet. So I was strictly eating mammalian products along with chicken.
Well, that's what
fish.
I was going to say, that's what's so interesting about AlphaGal is, right, you can't have a lot of the meat specifically, right? The red meat?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. And so that's what I was eating all of the time. And I was getting more and more sick. And I didn't understand why. And so I finally went to the doctor and they did a blood test, a simple blood test, and let me know that I had AlphaGal and I needed to stop eating meat right away.
Yeah, you know, it's something that really, I think, has just popped up on most people's radar. And I would assume that, well, I mean, what is the illness like? Maybe you can describe that to people, but in case somebody's had some of these symptoms and just didn't realize it.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people are maybe misdiagnosed with IBS or potentially just some other allergies. A lot of times people have gut issues. They just are having vomiting. They might be having diarrhea. They might be having hives. Some people have full anaphylaxis, headaches. The list goes on. I'm not going to be able to hit them all, but it can be pretty intense. And a lot of times people may be going to the doctor and their doctor's like, you know, there's nothing wrong with you. Like, I don't see anything, because they're not doing the AlphaGal specific, the IgE test. And they, you know, they're just continuing to suffer and thinking that they're crazy, but they're not. I mean, it very well could be AlphaGal.
Something that's very interesting about this is, and I was talking about how these cases are on the rise. I had no idea that Missouri's governor, Mike Kehoe, had just signed this bill into law, but I think it was back in July, where he made AlphaGal syndrome basically a mandatory reportable condition, meaning if a lab were to detect it, I guess, with blood work like you had done, Heather, then they would have to report the test results to the state.
Yes, which is really great for those of us with AlphaGal, because there's really no good reporting or evidence about how many people actually have AlphaGal. And I think that would be really important for many people to know, but specifically like grocery stores, anybody that produces food, because like in my issue with anybody with AlphaGal, you're going to the grocery store and you're just, especially when you're first diagnosed, you just don't know what you can and can't have. And there's so many, the biggest thing for people with AlphaGal, it's pretty easy to stay away from a steak or ribs or things like that. But it's the hidden ingredients in a lot of foods that people don't realize can be causing them reactions. They might have removed the meats and they're still having something that they would never suspect, or they're using, I've heard of people reacting to certain types of toilet paper because there's some mammalian product in it. So things like gelatin, a lot of people don't think about their pharmaceuticals, their medications that they're on. A lot of them come in gel caps. They may have magnesium stearate. There's just so many ingredients that we really need to be careful about. And not everybody's reactive to the same things. And that's what also makes it unique and somewhat difficult to diagnose, because just different products affect people differently and people's reactions can vary very dramatically as well.
Sure. We're talking to Heather Mincer. She suffers from AlphaGal, and is the founder of a company called Yes Honey. And before we get into the company, I have to ask, like, what was your background coming into this? Was your passion for what you're doing now driven by your illness, or did you already have a background in like nutrition and things like that?
Well, my family has gone through a lot of different health journeys, I guess I could say, and just doing a lot of research for our own benefits and just trying to find out things that were better for us. And that kind of morphed into our changing over all of our sugars. We switched over to honey and maple syrup. We were pasture raising chickens, raising a lot of our own meat, vegetables, things like that. And that's where my company got its start.
Okay. So before we get started on that, please tell me that it was your husband, Marty, who came up with the name, because he always says, "Yes, honey."
No.
That would have been smart on his part.
Yeah. That's what we say with the brand all the time, is that "Yes, honey" is what every woman wants to hear.
Yep.
And people can remember the brand that way because everybody uses that term. It's very endearing.
But tell us about the company, because the products you have, I guess, are not, I mean, just for people who have alpha-gal, but it's supposed to be alpha-gal safe, right?
Exactly, yeah. So my thought was that our products are for everybody, but with special thought to those who have alpha-gal or any type of allergy, because we're also gluten-free, free of artificial dyes, colors, and flavors. So we are beekeepers, and also honey, that's obviously part of the brand, is very important to us. And so I have a line of honey-sweetened sodas. So not only are they great for people with allergies, but people that might be trying to get rid of things with high fructose corn syrup, maybe they don't prefer stevia. So we offer a really light and refreshing soda that people can actually feel good about. And we also have a line of honey drizzlers, which is our sauce and syrup alternative. It has two or three ingredients. We have multiple flavors, and you can use them somewhat like a sauce. So like we have a chocolate honey, which is phenomenal, and it's a great alternative to like a chocolate syrup that might have 20 ingredients that you may be unsure about.
Wow. So you guys live where? Norwood, Missouri? Is that what it's seen?
Norwood? Yep. Norwood, Missouri. We're about an hour east of Springfield.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good. So tell people more about how they can find out about your brand and where they can get it. Is it all through the internet, or are you in stores now?
Well, yeah, we're in about 500 stores across the country. Hy-Vee is one of our major grocery stores. We sell in Fresh Time in St. Louis and some other retailers. We've all over in Springfield. And then they are certainly welcome to go to our website, which we love, which is YesHoneyBrand.com. They can find us on Amazon. And we would love a follow, too, on social media, YesHoneyBrand. Yeah.
Heather, let me ask one last question about alpha-gal. Is there an end to it? Didn't I understand the person I know that has this led me to believe that the symptoms obviously prevent you from eating meat, but there's a possibility you might be able to get back to that. Am I correct about that?
Yes, there are two things. One is that some people just grow out of it.
Okay.
I've had a number of people that I know that after 5 years, and like this isn't a hard, fast rule, but it just happened for them about 5 years in, it just started to go away and they were able to eat meat again, which is fantastic. And the other option is something called SAT, S-A-A-T. It's an acupuncture treatment. Some tiny little acupuncture needles go in your ear, and it can help alleviate the symptoms of alpha-gal. It doesn't make alpha-gal completely go away, but a lot of people have had success where they're able to eat meat, or some people are fume reactive. So if you're cooking a burger in your home, they could have pretty significant symptoms, vomiting, headaches, things like that. And that SAT treatment may help alleviate those symptoms for them. So people have been finding a lot of benefit from doing the SAT treatment.
Fascinating stuff. And Heather, thank you for giving us a few minutes this morning. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, take care of yourself. I appreciate getting you on here. Founder of the company Yes Honey, which I'm sure you could Google and find more details on. She said Fresh Thyme in St. Louis.
Yep, it's just so wild.
Some of the product.
You can be smelling it, and that can cause a reaction. It's not like you have to eat it or touch it.
Yeah.
And I do know of somebody who had it, who had, she did all kinds of, I mean, really crazy as in like a lot and very expensive treatments, and she was able to get over it within like a year or two. But the average Joe probably wouldn't want to maybe spend that much time or money. She had the time. She's an influencer, so she had the time and money, I guess, to do it. But it is, I mean, it is no little thing how your life would flip upside down if you had that.
I agree. Back to the bill you were talking about there, what the governor signed. Nick Schroer texted me and said that was part of his bill, and also the Lyme Disease Eradication Act that that the governor signed.
Did not know that.
He put that in there to begin with. All right, quick break. We will be back here in just a minute with our Queen of Hearts drawing.
Get more at 971talk.com.